I came here to see all the saints. That's the reason of my coming here. But I guess I have no choice. What our brother's sharing is really the very kernel of the Bible. Because in the very beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, the purpose is for man to have dominion, to rule. God, can you imagine, God committed his whole creation to man to rule. Suppose in Africa, in Nigeria, there are no human beings. Who is going to rule over Africa? The monkeys? The gorillas? The donkeys? What about the turkeys? There are no human being here. Who is going to rule? You tell me. What about our sister there, young sister? Suppose there is no human being here in Toronto. Who is going to rule over Toronto? Nobody else. Really, you have to see this wonderful purpose of God. This is why to be a human being is a wonderful privilege. Not just to be saved and then you go to heaven and after that, what are you going to do? Emmanuel. If you go to heaven, so what are you going to do in heaven? University of heaven. You're going to register there? No? I don't think you need a university there, right? You don't need. Oh, sorry.
What happened?
It's higher? Higher, yeah. A little bit higher, okay. Sorry. Okay. I don't have eyes here. This is man's destiny. And for this reason, even our Lord Jesus Christ has to become a man. It's not God's desire to rule. He's the creator. Everything belongs to him. But his plan is to have man to rule. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. Right? Hebrews chapter 2 has always been very impressive for me. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. Yep. In verse 5, for he, referring to God, has not put the world to come. That means the coming age is the world to come. Of which we speak in subjection to angels. You need to realize before God created man in Genesis chapter 1, he already created the angels. You can see that in Job chapter 28. God asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Where were you? You were not there yet. So God has given the pre-Adamic age, the world at that time, to the rule of angels. And we know who was the ruler at that time among the angels. It was Lucifer. He was the angel of light. He was the archangel at that time. Obviously, because they were created first, so God let them rule over the pre-Adamic world. This is reasonable. But that was not God's purpose. How do we know this? Because Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 1, before the foundation of the world, even before the foundation, God has already chosen man to rule. So, but it was logical. God let angel rule before man was created. And don't think Satan didn't know that. Well, Satan, before he was Satan, he was the archangel. Of course he knew. It was temporary. Right. That is why Satan wants to destroy mankind. Because Satan wanted to even be above God. He fell and he became Satan. And you can imagine that he would be jealous of you. Well, God created you to take over his position. So what would you do? What do you think he would do? To destroy mankind and injected his sinful nature into man. He deceived Adam and Eve. Unfortunately, even Adam and Eve was so, what, easily deceived. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? Adam and Eve knew God as their creator, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you know? God as a wonderful creator and made all that wonderful thing and even created a wonderful garden for them to enjoy. And they still would believe in the devil. We are very prone to be fooled, deceived. And in Revelation chapter 12, he is known as the deceiver of the whole world. Who is he going to deceive? The dogs, the cats? No, you and me, that's who he's going to deceive. And he, look, he made so many things in his world to deceive you, to trap you. So unfortunately, man fell. And rebel against God. The sinful nature of Satan came into man, and such men cannot rule. That's why our brother is sharing with us tonight. But how is the government here in Canada?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad? Really? What about in Germany? Worse. Good. What about in China? What about in Washington, D.C.? I don't know which one is worse, okay? They're all bad. It's hard to say which one is worse. What about Kamala Harris? The Spanish called him not Kamala, but Kamala. How terrible. That's in Spanish. It says Kamala. How bad. How terrible. Where is a proper ruler? What about among the Christian churches? What about us Christian believers? Why are there so many false prophets and teachers? We're fallen. Sin dwells in us. This is what Paul says in Romans chapter 7. So, you're right. Man is fallen man, not men in general, but fallen man. We're all fallen because Satan's sinful, evil nature was injected into Adam. You remember Adam ate the forbidden fruit. That means something got into him. If you eat something, what happened to the food you ate today? How come it disappears? Who did it disappear? It entered into you. Suppose you ate poison, then what's going to happen? Poison came in, you die. That's what the Lord told Adam. If you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. Not just a physical death, but firstly, spiritual death. The spirit of Adam died. And the fellowship with God was fully broken. That's why many of us, we don't want to fellowship with God. Reading the Bible, after 5 minutes, we are like dead. We're tired. Right? How long can you read the Bible? 1 hour? Even 1 hour is too much for some people, right? Why? Because of that sinful thing, nature of Satan. So we become, human being became incapacitated to rule. So here in Hebrews, let me read it again. I think it'll impress us just with the word itself. For he has not put a world to come, in verse 5, of which we speak, and we speak of the world to come, and we're about to see it happening, okay? Not to angels, no more. The angels failed. It was a big blunder. Not only he failed, he became a terrible deceiver to deceive us, to rob us of this wonderful privilege to be kings, to have dominion, to rule for God. This is your destiny, brother. That's the essential. That's your destiny. So don't go for anything less than that, right? Yeah. But one testified in a certain place, and there is in Psalm 8. David testified in Psalm 8. He didn't mention the name, but one testified. What is man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you take care of him? You think God cares for the dogs and pets and cats and all these birds and you have a wonderful family, right? So you took care of them, or do you have a pet and you take care of the pet more than your children? Definitely not, right? No. Right. The pet is wonderful, but you know, I went to the Philippines just half a year ago. Goodness, they have even strollers for pet. Huh? Oh, really? Here too?
Ah.
I was really surprised when I saw so many strollers. And I saw they have the cute babies. Goodness. And listen, you might not believe it, they even baptize dogs. And my sister sent me a picture. I didn't have it with me here. They say a prayer for a dog. And you can see the dog, they're lying down dead, and there's a prayer for the dog. Now, don't do that to your dog, okay. They don't pray for the saints, they pray for the dogs. I can't believe it. What happened to us? What happened to human beings? Even baptizing dogs, have you ever? Did you do that here too in Canada? Oh, okay. I hope you will not hear such a news here in Toronto, okay? No, after hearing that and seeing that and that funeral for the dog with a prayer, I said, how far can we go? Right. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You made him a little lower than the angels because of the flesh, because we are made from the dust of the earth. But only that part is a little lower. But God breathed his breath of life into us, and we got a spirit. There is a spirit in man, is written. What for? To have fellowship with this wonderful God, because God is spirit. This is why God made man in a wonderful way, even in his own image and likeness. This is why you're a wonderful person. Will you marry a dog? I hope not. Or a horse? No. They're not created in the image of God, in God's likeness. But look at human beings. So intelligent, so wonderful, so creative. Every time I saw things that man has created, it's just so wonderful. Man, they're so intelligent. And yet they don't believe in God. And they believe in false God. Can you imagine that? Why would somebody believe and worship an idol made by man? Will you worship your shoes?
No.
But suppose your shoes is made with a head of a Buddha there, and you put it in your house and you worship and pray to your shoes. How about that? Would you do that? Of course not. But why would people do that? That's so unreasonable. So unreasonable, don't you think so? Would you pray to a piece of wood? Worship a piece of wood? But if you carve it into something terrible, like in Africa, yeah, they do that, right? And they worship it. You think it's reasonable? But man is made in such a wonderful way. Unfortunately, we are ruined. So here it says, you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. This is what God wants to do with us. To be crowned with glory and honor. What do you prefer anything else? What do you want to be crowned? With plastic crown. And set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. Wow. That's why you can control Mercedes. The dog, right? He listens to you, right? Who made the dog subject to you? It's God. That's why even a dog would listen to you. You say, sit. Sit. Stay. Stay. Right? Very obedient. The only disobedient creation of God, that's us. We don't obey God, unfortunately. We have a mind of our own, a fallen one at most, right? Can you imagine if your dog, your pet, has a mind of its own? Dangerous. It's going to be a dangerous animal there. You have put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. That's why so many of the animals are afraid of you, right? Oh, yeah. Even the birds. If you approach a bird, what do you think a bird will do? Huh? Fly away. Why? Because they're afraid of you. they're afraid of you. That's why you can train all kinds of animals. Have you ever seen elephants playing soccer? Oh, yeah. I have to take you one time to Bangkok. Amazing. They train elephants to play soccer. Let's go there one time, Marsha. I'll take you there. Huh? Okay? If the Lord delays his coming, I'll take you there. I promise. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now, we do not yet see all things put under him, just like a tiger or a poisonous serpent or a shark in the sea. Right? But we see Jesus. The Savior? Of course, he also came to be our Savior. But not just that. What is the purpose? Why did he save us from what? From this terrible, evil, sinful nature that incapacitated every one of us to rule with Christ. No. So he says here, but we see Jesus made a little lower than the angels like us, human beings, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us for the suffering of death to save us, not just to make us Christians, but to bring us back to our original purpose and plan. Don't just be a Christian. No. God save us to be kings and co-kings with Christ, to rule and reign with him on this earth, to recover the original plan and purpose, not for you to go to heaven. What are you going to do in heaven? Tell me one good thing you're going to do in heaven. Have you ever thought of that? No, because there's nothing for you to do there. Well, there's a lot of things for you to do on this earth. That's why the Lord is coming again. The second time he comes is to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all the nations. Amir, and you're going to be part of it. Hopefully, right? But you can have faith in him. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, this will be your destiny. This is wonderful. If you miss that, you're missing everything. No, this is our wonderful destiny. This is what Revelation chapter 1 says. He saved us, he redeemed us from our sins in order to make us a kingdom of priests. Kings and priests, to rule and reign with him in heaven. No. Where else? In the moon. You may not realize this, but this earth is the most beautiful planet in this universe. They couldn't find a planet in this universe after so many centuries. They couldn't find a better place. They tried. They sent satellite up there, taking photos and all that. Would you like to go to the moon?
No.
Migrate there?
Dust.
You didn't even go to the moon in your honeymoon? I wonder why they call it honeymoon. What an imagination, people. There's nothing there. No honey. Yeah.
He lives in Southern California.
Oh.
You can't compare that to
the yeah. Right. There is no place like this wonderful planet. This is why Satan wants you to go up there and he can rule over this earth. This is why John, 1 John chapter 5 says the whole world lies in the hand of the evil one. That's why he's afraid of us, because we are going to take that rule away from him.
Amen.
That's why he wants to destroy us, to corrupt us. Yeah. Ah. May the Lord open our eyes to see that we are made to be co-kings with Christ. Now, let me just tell you this tonight. Whatever Christ has accomplished on this earth is for you, not just his death on the cross. It's a wonderful accomplishment for salvation, right? That's why Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. What about his resurrection? Just he rose from the dead. What did a song says? And with him we also rose. This is Ephesians chapter 2. Christ raised us up together with Christ. So you're not just crucified with Christ, you're risen with Christ, right? You better know this. Otherwise, we're all still dead in sin and trespasses in chapter 2. So we are risen with Christ.
Amen.
What about ascended? His ascension is just by himself? Really? Have you ever experienced that, being seated in the heavenly with him? What are you doing seated in the heavenlies with him? Listening to angels' choir? You think the Lord has nothing to do in the heavens, sitting on the throne? He has an important thing to do to make all of his enemies his footstool. This is what it means to be seated with him in the heavenlies. Otherwise, what are you going to do seating with him in the heavenlies? To fight this wonderful battle, to destroy the works of the enemy. This is why whatever Christ has accomplished is not just to save us, but every step of his accomplishment is for you and me, for all of us. Not just in the future. Did Paul say, oh, he will raise you up in the future, and you will in the future be seated together with him in the heavenly? No, today in the spirit. But if you do not experience this today, how are you going to experience it when he comes back? Think about it. The reality begins today in the spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Don't just say, oh, when he comes. No, start now.
Amen.
If you want to graduate college, when do you start? In kindergarten. You already have to start A, B, C, D. 1 + 1 = 2. You better learn that. And then in elementary school, you start to learn more things. Build it up for you to go to high school. And there, it'll prepare you for you to go to college. And the college will prepare you to do whatever profession you want to do. You think you can rule and reign with Christ when he comes? And today we don't have to. It's impossible. Don't deceive yourself. It's not just wait until he comes. If today like Paul, he says, I've been crucified with Christ, then you also must experience, after being a Christian for so many years, I'm seated with him in the heavenlies. Why? To fight this battle against the enemy. Amen. To cast out the demons. Right? To destroy the works of the devil. To do God's work today. Yeah, to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Yeah. So it says here, but we see Jesus crowned with glory and honor, not just for himself, but for you and me. Yeah. Already today, it has to begin in your daily living. Don't wait until that day, no. We can experience the reality of being crowned with Christ. Everything he has accomplished, from incarnation all the way to his ascension, sitting on the throne, is for you. It's part of the whole package. Because God's purpose and plan is to fully recover us to the very purpose from the beginning. And don't think it is easy. Don't think it is easy. It takes exercise, practice. It takes a clear vision to know why we are here. He is the king, no doubt about that. In Zechariah 9, verse 9, behold, your king cometh. Why does he have to save us? Because he needs the kingdom with a people. How can a king be a king without a people? Impossible. Right. And in this world, the king just rule over the people. But God's plan is to make us co-kings, that we will rule with him. And even in Revelation chapter 3, we will be sitting with him on his throne. The Lord says, just as I sit on the throne of my Father and with my Father. This is the goal of the gospel. Every step of the Lord's accomplishment is for us. And the peak of this wonderful accomplishment is for us to be crowned with honor and glory. Oh, how wonderful. Don't you like to be like that? No, surely? You believe that? Yeah. Praise the Lord, it's written, you know. We didn't invent it. It is written in the Word. Praise God. So the church is not just church in our natural theological understanding. No, the church is God's kingdom. Amen. Proven in Hebrews chapter 12. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12 quickly, right? And then I can stop here, and I have to go, yeah, sorry. Hebrews chapter 12. Let me read it to you, verse 20, beginning in verse 20 and 22. But we have come to the church every Sunday. Did he say that? Huh? Zion, really? What is Zion? City of the great king. Yes, it's the church of the firstborn. So don't sell your birthright. Yeah, don't sell your birthright. Spirit of just men made perfect. You want to be made perfect? This is the kingdom. The church is Zion. So you can put the church as a name just on the sideline. Zion there, the kingdom, the city of the great king.
Amen.
The heavenly Jerusalem, not earthly. The church is a heavenly entity. Heavenly Jerusalem. There are two Jerusalem. One is the earthly there in Israel. The other one is heavenly. So which one do you prefer, sister?
Amen.
Me too. Heavenly Jerusalem. A wonderful reality today. Yeah. We should all have the inward feeling and sensation. We are not in Toronto. We are today in the heavenly.
Amen.
Not later. Later we come down from the heaven. Not going up. They all want to go up. We want to come down. But today you have to up. You have to be up there, and then we can come down. The new heavenly Jerusalem coming down out of God from heaven. Coming down. But a Christian believes in the opposite. Today they want to be down here, and then later on they want to go up. Just the opposite. So you better be up there so that you can come down with him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So may the Lord grant us a heavenly vision.
Amen.
Okay, don't just come to the conference. You have to prepare.
Amen.
Because the Lord is truly coming soon.
Amen.